Now, Lucy probably should have fought a little bit of harder, or maybe she should have just left and gone to Aslan by herself, but she's young and she's nervous, and so she doesn't do anything. Well, eventually, Aslan does appear to all four of the children and, you know, helps them. But he takes Lucy aside, and he admonishes her a little bit for her lack of faith. But then he forgives her. He's a nice line, right? He's a nice line. He forgives her, but he tells her something sad. He says, Lucy, now and forever, you will never know what would have happened if you had obeyed me the first time. And this is a rule in Narnia. You never find out what would have happened if you'd done the right thing. And by the way, because of Lucy's trepidation, they're almost killed, actually, the kids. So, but we never find out how easy it would have been if Lucy had obeyed. This, I believe, is Lewis's way of reminding children, especially, that choices have consequences. And if you think of things like the Columbine shooting, our modern generation doesn't seem to know that choices have consequences. They live for the now, as the advertisement says. Lewis wants his kids to know the eternal significance of choice. But there's something more. Lewis's message to his young readers here is a mature and powerful one. What he's telling us is that sometimes when God calls us, we must forsake even our friends and family for his sake. Remember, Jesus said, I come not to bring peace, but a sword. And sometimes he separates father and mother, children and parents, in-laws and parent, all that stuff. That sometimes they're separated by the sword. And children have to know that, that sometimes there's a separation. But I want to end by telling you one other scene in Prince Caspian that I believe is even more powerful in its Christian implications. And it's a scene that I believe is often misunderstood or ignored by critics. Here is the scene. In the final battle between Caspian's forces and those of Miraz, Aslan, partly through the power of Lucy's faith, calls back to life the forests and the rivers. Because not only are there talking animals, the very dryads and naiads and whatnot, as the Greeks called them, the very rivers and trees are alive, and Aslan calls them back to life. But interestingly, along with the trees and river, Bacchus comes along. And who is Bacchus? Bacchus is the Greek god of wine, woman, and song. I like to call him the god of college fraternities. What is he doing there? And Bacchus brings along with him his revelers. They're known as the Maenads or the Bacchants. He brings them along, and Bacchus and his revelers actually help to destroy the forces of evil in the Telmarines. Now, what is Lewis doing here? Why is he bringing in Bacchus, a god of wine, into what is essentially a Christian story? And this is what's, you know, misunderstood. Well, let me explain. When Susan sees the pagan revelers, the Bacchants, going wild, she turns to Lucy and says that she would be afraid of them if Aslan weren't with them. But because Aslan is there, she's not afraid. I believe, at least, that this is Lewis's way of suggesting that when viewed through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, the pagan myths are not only tamed, but come true. Lewis believed that Christ is the myth come true. Lewis believed there were truths in the old pagan myths of scapegoats. But what happens to Jesus is not just another myth. Jesus is all the myths come true. And therefore, your faith can be strengthened by reading the classical Greek and Roman myths. This is very different from the way certain Puritans and fundamentalists believe, who don't like Greek mythology. But Lewis shows and this is true in my own Christian walk, the myths have strengthened my faith because it's helped me to understand deeper spiritual realities. Indeed, Aslan is both Christ and the pagan corn king. If any of you have ever read the Golden Bough by Sir James Fraser, Jesus is the corn king. Indeed, Aslan is the corn king, and so is Jesus. When Aslan returns to Narnia, he not only brings redemption, but he brings back the spring. Aslan is the old pagan myth of the seed that dies and is reborn in the spring. He is Bacchus. He is the grape that returns to life every spring.